Proclamation number 687, dated the November 27th, 1938. Blessing of ill health and suffering. The state of suffering often obliges a person to take a closer look at his whole life on earth, and this is both beneficial for the soul as well as very often favorable for the body, since the human being, in recognition of his wrong thoughts and behavior, will frequently endeavor to change his nature. This can also have a positive effect on his body insofar as that a decent way of life can considerably contribute towards maintaining a healthy body or curing a sick one. The body often has to be afflicted by illness or infirmity, precisely in order to make the person realize that his conduct had completely contravened God's order. For all reprimands and warnings sent to people by the Lord won't achieve what ill health can often bring about. The human being has no option but to turn away from the world and its pleasures and see earthly life in a completely different light. He sees the body's frailty and helplessness, and his personal sense of weakness, his inability to escape this condition, will automatically direct his thoughts towards spiritual issues. He will then be far more inclined to deal with problems which are far from a healthy person's mind, and such thoughts can induce a change if he does not oppose them, and thus the spiritual beings can start with the work on such a person's soul by influencing him ever more into asking questions, which will then be answered by the spiritual beings in the form of bright ideas, and thus he is gradually guided into a spiritual sphere which he finds agreeable and which internalizes him. To come to the same realization within the commotion of the world would have taken him a very long time, which would have passed in vain for the soul. This way, however, a short time can suffice and advance him considerably. And thus, suffering should not make a person unhappy, instead it should equally be regarded as a demonstration of the eternal deity's love, which the human being will soon understand if he, through suffering, has taken the right path and subsequently can move on by actively working for the salvation of his soul. Amen.